So let me go to Brian. Brian, you have a question, I think, about the emergency declarations being made by the governor.
Yes, I do, Senator. I'm just curious as to, under the emergency declaration, does the governor consult the legislature on actions he anticipates implementing?
One of the frustrations, quite frankly, Brian, that I've had, there's not been a lot of consultation, quite frankly, with the General Assembly. One of the reasons why I've been urging for a COVID-19 cost and recovery task force, interbranch, bringing the judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the governor together to make data-informed decisions, both from a public health standpoint, as well as the restrictions and rolling back restrictions, and urging greater transparency around that process, is one of the reasons I've been advocating for that, is because that has really, throughout this process, from my perspective, been lacking. Most cases, when the governor has made an announcement with respect to an executive order, most members of the General Assembly, myself included, and I'll speak to even our senior leadership in most cases, find out 30 minutes, an hour in advance. We've not been consulted, and in most cases, we're not getting much advance warning. The challenge with that, and the frustration on our part is typically when those executive orders come down, when those decisions are made, folks begin to call our offices almost immediately, begin to call their state legislators, their House members and their senators. And in the early phases, the early stages of those phone conversations, we have very little information to be able to respond to constituent inquiries. And we do our best to try to catch up and inform constituents as we're able to do so. But no, it's been a real frustration, and I continue to urge the governor to work in a bipartisan way, to work with the General Assembly, and develop a transparent, data-informed plan going forward.